All right, here we go. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus, and Marcus back. Yay, so good to have you back. It's the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular updates on YouTube. And gosh, you have been out for a week and a half now. So good to have you back. You're looking great. Feeling
Thank you,
better?
Marcus. Thank you. Yeah, and I appreciate all the comments and good or get well wishes. So for those of you that posted, I really appreciate it. It is good to be back. As you might have heard, I broke my leg, went on this big adventure. I would have loved to say that it was a paragliding accident or wrecking Jay Leno's McLaren or something like that, but I actually broke my leg taking out the stupid garbage.
Yeah,
So,
we'll
but
just
I'm
stick with
not.
the story. We'll stick with the story that this happened when you were saving kittens from the roof of a burning house. Yeah.
I like that one.
Anyhow,
I like that
so
one.
good to have you back. So this show, we are going to talk about to you what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Monday, April 24th, and we have a big earnings week ahead. So tech is reporting earnings. Google, Alphabet. No, Google is Alphabet. Amazon, Meta, previously known as Facebook, Microsoft, they're all reporting. And then we have also the core PCE report, inflation report on Friday. So take a look at how the markets are reacting. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. So as you can imagine, we have a lot of experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And before we switch to the markets, if you're wondering, what's up with this background? I am in Las Vegas right now. I'm speaking at the Money Show this afternoon. If you are in the Vegas area, or if you're at the Money Show, stop by, say hi. I brought a bunch of books that I'm signing and giving out for free. So stop by, and that's what I got. So, all right, Mark, let me catch you up of what happened in the markets. Not a whole lot. This is where, if you're looking here at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, and we just look at the past few days. We see that the S&P has been in a super tiny range. I mean, we had a few breakouts to the upside and downside, but if you look at this, this is just a 50-point range, which is just a little bit over 1%. So markets are just drifting sideways. The VIX is at low levels, below 20. It's right now at 17. So we haven't seen this in a while. Earnings season has started last week, but jeez, you really didn't miss anything. This was actually a pretty good week to take time off the markets.
Yeah, I timed it that way, Marcus. I figured it was a good week to break my leg and not miss anything in the markets.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
market's
I
super
mean,
quiet. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I was, trying to keep an eye on things and just seeing every now and then while I was recovering what was going on, if there was anything, and it really was a whole lot of nothing, which is interesting because you'd think there'd be a little more of a reaction to earnings. I saw this morning that we really are having mixed messages right now because, according to FactSet, about 76% of the S&P 500 companies that have reported have beat analyst expectations, which would be a positive. But then, according to Refinitiv, it's expected that S&P 500 companies will see a decline of 5.2% in the first quarter. So on one hand, we're seeing earnings decline, but we're beating expectations. And I think traders are trying to figure out what the heck to do with this information.
Yeah, and right now it's really all about earnings. If you look at the economic calendar from last week, there wasn't a whole lot going on. We see just a bunch of yellow. So we had unemployment claims. They didn't really move the markets. On Friday, we had the flash manufacturing PMI. I mean, overall, yesterday, last week, the markets were slightly lower if we switched to a weekly chart of the S&P 500. But if you look at this, I mean, minus 0.1% in the S&P 500. In the Dow, it was the minus 0.2%, and the Nasdaq getting hit the hardest with minus, what do we have here? 0.4%. I mean, that's nothing. We
No.
this here is known as a so-called doji, which basically means that we closed where we opened.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, just not a whole lot of movement. And so we could see some direction in volatility because of earnings, but I think everybody's still wondering what the heck the Fed's going to do, right? I think it all really, when it comes down to it, what's going on with interest rates? So, but hey, in the meantime, big week for earnings with some big players that you mentioned earlier.
So if you look at it, I mean, this morning we had Coca-Cola reporting earnings. We'll take a look at this in a moment. Then tomorrow, after the close, the big ones, Microsoft and Alphabet, which is the parent company for Google, YouTube, and a bunch of others. Then we have on Wednesday after the close, Meta reporting earnings. And then on Thursday, we have Amazon. And then we see more oil companies reporting earnings here as well on Friday, ExxonMobil, Chevron. So this is what's going on, and that's what the focus is right now, because there's not too much on the economic calendar. Nothing today. Consumer confidence tomorrow. So what do you think? Will consumer confidence rock the markets tomorrow?
If there's a big surprise, it could be an excuse for traders to move the market a little bit, but I think it's not going to be a real significant report.
Then on Thursday, we have advanced GDP. This will be the first GDP reading out of three. We have always the advanced, we have the preliminary, and then the final, I believe. So, not quite sure in which order. But then the big one on Friday will be the core PCE price index. That's another inflation report. And with the Fed meeting around the corner, that is something that could move the markets.
Absolutely. That's the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, and again, if it's coming in line with expectations, it might just we'll see this back and forth and slow moving market persist. But if we get a shock there, that could definitely move the market.
Talking about the Fed, I mean, right now, if you're looking at what traders are expecting right now, factoring in a 90, almost 90% probability that the Fed will raise interest rates by another quarter of a point, and the next Fed meeting is Wednesday in a week. So only 9 days, it is around the corner, and this is where we'll learn more of what the Fed is doing, and also really of what the Fed is thinking about doing for the remainder of the year.
And I think that that's key. And even with what we see now, it looks like traders are pricing in the reality that the Fed's probably going to keep rates essentially the same. I know that right now we see two ticks lower based on those probabilities by the end of the year. But it looks like traders are thinking more about rate cuts for next year. And that's where I think the focus is. If the Fed's saying, hey, inflation is starting to get under control, let's raise rates one more time, really just kind of nip it in the bud at this point, a little bit late, but still really trying to help drive those numbers lower. And then when the Fed will decrease rates, that's when I think everybody's going to get excited, as long as we're not in a big recession.
And until then, markets are just looking desperately for some impulses. I mean, this morning, the S&P 500 moved higher than just really at 9:30 on the dot, moved lower. But this is not really a move, and I don't even know what caused it. It's really not a big move. It looks like it on the chart, but if we measure this move, this is 0.3%. I mean, this is really nothing. But we are trading at lows of the session. So we'll see where we are drifting, but you see, these swings that we see right now, the 0.3% is typically what we have around this time of day, because this is where traders are just trying to find direction and saying, okay, what the heck is going on here? So looking at some
Agreed.
news that we had this morning, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, opened higher after beating earnings, right now pulling back a little bit.
Yeah, not too bad at the open, and still positive for the day, up just a little lower than half of a percent, but an earnings beat got traders excited at the open.
And then news from Bed Bath & Beyond, BBBY, yesterday. So yesterday they filed for bankruptcy, and this were right now they're down 25%. It almost seems that they're bouncing back here a little bit. What do you think about that? That's super interesting.
Maybe a little meme related at this point. It does seem like this is a sinking ship, and so maybe some active traders just trying to get a little bit of a bounce. But they filed for bankruptcy, And you only have a couple of days to use those coupons that they're famous for. So this might be your last chance if you want to go Bed Bath and Beyonding.
Okay. Let's take a look at our positions and also what to do right now. So going back to the PowerX Optimizer, I'm going to zoom out a little bit so that we can see it better. So first of all, CTRA, Coterra Energy, I've been trying to sell calls last week against my existing position that I bought at 26. Today trading at 25.35, a little bit down for the day, 0.45%, not even half a percentage point, but right now not able to sell any calls against the position. My break even is just shy of $23. So I am in good shape here and just waiting for a quick bounce back and then hopefully being able to sell some more calls as I've done over the past few weeks.
Sounds like a good idea.
Google, on the other hand, Google reporting earnings tomorrow after the bell, and this means that right now premiums are high. This morning, we went as high as 106.45, and this is when I decided to sell calls against my existing position. So if we just bring up my existing position, that's not the one here. Where's the active one? I don't know. Thought I had the active one here. I'll look it up again. Anyhow, so this is where I got assigned at 108, and this morning I sold calls at 110. And let me just show you what happened here this morning. As Google was marching higher and premiums being inflated because of earnings tomorrow, I was able to sell it at 120 at $1.25, and this means I collected $1,500 in premium. With the potential, if Google closes above 110 on Friday, of collecting another $2,400 for a total of $3,900. So we'll see what happens tomorrow when Google reports earnings. Right now, I mean, this is where we also have the expected move here, where we see that traders are expecting that by the end of the week, Google could either fall down to 100 or go all the way up to 110. What do you think?
I really like the trade, Marcus, because you were able to get some nice premium, 83% annualized. You're bringing down your break even $1.25, and if the stock does run and break through that resistance that we see right around 108, 109, then you're making a couple of bucks. So I think it was a good play trying to squeeze out a little profit, especially because we don't know what's going to happen with earnings. And you've held through earnings a couple of times before, so if it pulls back, that's okay. But why not make a couple of bucks if it rallies?
Yeah, let's take a look at the earnings analysis. And this is where we see that over the last 12 quarters, Google beat earnings 7 out of 12 times. So that's 58%. But we also see that the price move reaction on the seventh day, 8 out of 12 times was higher. That's 66% on average, being higher 7.2% if it moves lower, if it moves lower. On average, 9%. But yeah, I mean, if you look at the last two times, that's where it moved lower. So there's definitely a possibility that Google could move lower, and we see here by 12 to 20%. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, Google's due for a positive reaction to earnings.
It seems so. It almost seems this way. All right, since we're talking about Google, let's also bring up AMD. That's a position that you're still in. So AMD pulling back here a little bit. Look at this. Last week, I tried. You're so much better at the trend lines because when you draw a trend line, they're actually holding as support. When I'm drawing a trend line, markets seem to just say, whatever. So trading a little bit lower today, but I think you're still in a very good position here.
Yeah, I mean, this is where we're flirting with the highs that were established back in February. So what was resistance can act as support. We are pulling back a little bit, but I think we need to see the reaction to earnings, which is May 2nd. So to get
Right.
some more interest in AMD, hopefully we'll get a nice positive earnings reaction and more buying, driving it back up to 100.
Yeah, so it seems that they're always beating the EPS expectations here, but then the price move reaction kind of hit and miss. Half of the time it's higher. The point is, when it is higher, it's higher by a lot. On average,
Exactly.
16%, while when it's moving lower, on average, only down 4%, 4.8%. So I think this is where you'll be in a good position here. All right, looking at the expected move here, I mean, this could move as high as 93. Let's see what happens over the next 2 weeks. Last but not least, PNC. So this PNC Financial Service Group just still trading in this range. Not a whole lot. And I think, honestly, this is where we need to wait for the Fed meeting, especially after the Fed said in their last minutes that they're still a bit concerned about the banking sector and that the banking sector could tip the US economy into a recession. I think this was unexpected, and this is why we don't see a recovery here just yet. But this might change next week, when we hear more from the Fed.
Sure, there was a nice reaction to earnings, and we were driving towards the upper part of that range. But yeah, I agree. I think at this point, we need to just get a little more clarity on the banking situation. Like you said, I think the Fed could provide that. Right now, in that range, which isn't the worst thing, because now we have this new range that's been established. There's some real nice support around 120, maybe a little bit lower, and just looking for it to stay afloat and drive higher.
Yeah. So back to the markets and seeing what's happening here. Still trading at session lows, but not really a whole lot to trade today, especially with the VIX being that low. I mean, the VIX below 18, we see on a 5 minute chart that it's popping a little bit higher right now, but this is just not giving us a lot of premium here. But it won't stay as quiet for
No,
long, right? What do you think?
I think that some movement is in the cards.
Yeah, no, I really think. I mean, we talked about it with the masterminds this morning. There's probably one more surprise coming in this week, whether it is earnings or whether it is the. Let's see, what else did we have? Consumer confidence, I believe, right? Let's just take a look at the consumer confidence, the advanced GDP, or the core PCE. Yeah, one more surprise that might move the market slower. I mean, you mentioned it, and then ready to drift higher. But right now in the S&P 500, we just see solid support at 4,200.
Let's make a move, guys.
Yeah. Anyhow, hey, it's so good back to have you back. And if you all like what we are doing here, give us a like. And if this is your first time here, subscribe to the channel, because this way you get notified whenever we go live with the next video. And we'll be live again tomorrow morning and getting ready for these Google earnings and the whole tech earnings this week. So don't miss it, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.